You're listening to the Eduplex podcast. Visit us on the web at eduplex.org. In today's podcast, Dr. Sawyer talks about some of the resources available to study the nature of the Trinity and other concepts presented in the Bible. He also reveals some surprises he encountered during his own years of study.
There has not been a lot done that is good on the Trinity for quite a long time. The one theologian that I know right now that is doing significant work on a popular level is C. Baxter Kruger.
Okay.
And Baxter has four very brief books out. They run like 60 to 100 pages. One is called The Great Dance, which is talking about God and his relationship, interpersonal interrelationship, and his relationship to creation. The second is called Jesus and the Undoing of Adam, talking about the incarnation and what went on in the incarnation. The third is entitled God is for Us. And that one is a look at the concept of adoption. That's one of the major themes he deals with there. As Protestants, our understanding of salvation has been one of justification by faith. And certainly that is a major theme in the Apostle Paul. But there is another dominant theme that runs through Paul and also through John in his writing, is that of adoption. And it is as prominent as justification. We have hundreds of books written on justification. In the last two or three centuries, we have had like three or four books written on adoption. And yet justification speaks of a legal relationship. We are declared not guilty, so we are not under God's condemnation. But that does not communicate to us anything of God's heart for us, and is not a relational concept. Adoption, while yes, it begins as a legal concept, adoption is a concept that speaks of an intimate relationship and being brought into the family and being in relationship with the Father and being given the full rights and privileges that belong to an adult son in the family. And I say adult son, I'm not being sexist, because the concept of adoption comes out of the Greco-Roman world, and daughters were not adopted, sons were adopted. The New Testament, of course, broadens the concept of adoption to male and female, but the concept comes out of the Greek word for adoption is literally placement as a son, huiathesia. And it speaks of being put forth as the adopted son is brought into a new legal relationship. His old identity is gone. In fact, if you remember, it's old now, but the movie Ben-Hur, there is a great subtext that is running through that movie where Judah Ben-Hur, played by Charlton Heston, is ultimately, he is first convicted as a criminal and is serving as a rower on one of the Navy ships. And he saves the consul's life as the ship is going down, and ultimately the consul adopts him as his son, and he now wears the seal of the consul, and he goes back to Jerusalem and seeking revenge on the guy who had been his childhood friend, who had unjustly condemned him. And he walks in there, and his identity now is very, very high politically. And this guy cannot touch him because he is, under the law, a totally new man.
Right. Wow.
But as I was saying, justification doesn't deal with personal relationship. It is adoption that deals with personal relationship. And the New Testament clearly teaches that we are adopted by the Father as his children, and that Jesus Christ, this is the language of the book of Hebrews, Jesus is our elder brother. The only time I've ever heard that is when I have when I was in seminary, I took a class in the exegesis of Hebrews. And so that's the only time I've never heard that preached on.
Right.
It's only when you get in and study Hebrews that you find this imagery of Jesus as our brother.
You've been listening to the Eduplex podcast. Visit us on the web at eduplex.org.